At a security summit in Singapore, the most highly anticipated speaker of the three-day conference took the stage with forceful words.
We do not bully others, but we will not allow ourselves to be bullied. But if anyone dares to attack us, the People's Liberation Army will not hesitate to fight back.
A short speech that covered a range of regional flashpoints.
We will resolutely crush any attempt to pursue Taiwan independence. If anyone dares to secede Taiwan from China, we will not hesitate to fight. We will fight at all costs.
Analysts say Wei Feng-he has made Beijing's priorities clear.
He wanted to talk to his audience about what they're doing in Asia, what they expect over Taiwan, and why the United States is actually responsible, in China's eyes, for the instability in this region.
In his speech, Wei framed Washington as a meddling power, one that tries to create instability in the Asia-Pacific, or in his words, one that tries to hijack countries in the region to create division.
In contrast, Wei says China's military is a force for peace. Australia's new defence minister has told Al Jazeera there are many questions that need answers.
We are seeing a very significant build-up by China. It's the biggest military build-up that we've seen in the world since the end of the Second World War. And it's really important that that occur in a transparent way.
The Pacific has also been a topic of discussion at the summit. And following increased engagement from Beijing, Richard Marles says Australia is revitalising its relations with those countries.
If we go out into the Pacific Island countries, do the work, place their interests at the centre of our engagement, then the rest takes care of itself. We will become the natural partner of choice.
We are thankful for this opportunity.
Fiji's defence minister, one of the few representatives from the Pacific, fielded questions about his region's ties to Beijing.
Meeting with the Chinese, of course, everybody knows that we met the Americans, we met the Japanese, we met the Chinese, we met the Australians, you name it.
As organisers wrap up this year's summit, uncertainty over the region's future remains. Intended to provide diplomatic avenues to help solve differences, it's also provided delegates the chance to air their grievances for the world to see. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Singapore.
Now, earlier we spoke to Mia Nguyen's, who's from the International Institute for Strategic Studies. She says China's stance on Taiwan is clear.
Well, I think with regards to Taiwan in particular, what we saw from General Wei Feng-he and State Councillor Wei Feng-he was a reiteration of China's stance on the issue of Taiwan and Taiwanese independence. And I think in some ways that was a reaction, of course, to what we heard from President Biden a few weeks ago in terms of question of whether or not the United States would intervene militarily in a Taiwan scenario and whether or not the United States had moved on from its strategic ambiguity with regards to its stance on Taiwan. And General Austin, of course, said that signaled that strategic ambiguity hadn't changed and, of course, that there was no support for Taiwan's independence and that that policy was still in place. But at the end of the day, I think General Wei and China felt the need to re-emphasize and restate how strong their feelings on this point are. What I found particularly interesting, though, was that at the end of talking about the U.S.'s position with regards to Taiwan, there was a small comment with regards to other countries who might support Taiwan as well, and that they will supposedly also not succeed from General Wei's perspective. And that, I think, pointed to perhaps other countries in the region or abroad. The concept here is really that the U.S. has no say in the region. Extra-regional countries, as China calls them, aren't here to determine regional security, and that it's up to countries within the region to determine that. Of course, the countries within the region also have an interest in having extra-regional countries and the United States present and active and engaged in the region as well. So there's a contradiction there.